Hey, welcome back to Project Independence in You. I'm your host, Rebecca Miller, and our co-host today is Otto Loos.
Nap is over.
The nap's over. Wake Otto. Wake up. Wake up. We're here with Catherine Lee, and she's with DeRote University Without Walls, and we've been talking about the courses that are offered here at DeRote, which you call in. And you can take a course along, the maximum's about 12 people, with topics that vary greatly. And there's a lot of times that you can find these classes, and you know, maybe there's a time that's convenient to you. If you have interest in current events or history, you definitely want to give them a call. Their number is 877-819-9147. And when we're doing Talk of the Town, we'll definitely, again, repeat the contact number. Before we went to break, I know we were talking about how, you know, probably the older residents would prefer using the phone, which is really, a way that we can communicate. How we used to do that back in the day, Catherine. We got on the phone, we heard someone's voice, we responded to that voice. Sometimes we laughed, sometimes we argued, but that's how we communicated back then. That's great that this is how this program runs. I'm curious because you do also offer these types of classes over the computer. So how has that been working? Because if you're strictly with the older population, I know a lot of our seniors are definitely getting a lot more savvy with technology today. So how's that working out?
It's going well. So our idea was to take the same programs that we have over the phone and start putting them online while keeping our telephone program, realizing that people are getting more tech savvy, as you said, and more times people are getting their own iPad or laptop and exploring that technology. So we use a technology that's similar to FaceTime if someone has an iPad or an iPhone, or Skype, which I think more people have heard of. So it allows everyone to see each other and hear each other, but also see any visuals that the instructor puts on.
So it's interactive, which
yes.
is good.
Well, the phone would be interactive as well, but without the visual.
Right.
Right.
So a lot of people say that they enjoy being able to see the other participants, that they feel like they're getting out of the house a little bit more seeing other people that way. And one of the benefits is that the instructor can really cater their visuals to the class. So classes that might not necessarily need visuals can have additional visuals. I'm thinking we have a wonderful facilitator named Ray, and he does these wonderful portrayals of his travels all around Asia, and most recently he went to Cuba, and he showed us the pictures of his trip right there on the screen.
Wow, that's great. So is it popular? Is it becoming more popular, the computer?
It's becoming more popular, and it's a simple program. All you have to do is click a link. We send you an email, and you just click the link, and it pops up on your screen. And as soon as the class is over, it goes away, so there's no you don't have to worry about privacy or anything. It's not something that stays on your computer, but it's really easy to go into. And we provide some support along the way. So if you want to test it to see what it's like before you sign up for a class, I always say it never hurts to try.
Right. Is there a particular device you need? Could it be a laptop, or does it have to be a
You don't need smart... a particular device.
Okay.
It can be a laptop or a tablet of any sort. They all work just as well. We do have a few loaner iPads if people want to test out the program but don't have their own technology, and we're happy to drop off some loaner iPads to people.
Well, any of this, I think, is for people who are limited in terms of what they can do if they can't get out of the house, or they maybe are a little shy. Mm-hmm. This is a great way to get some exposure with other people. You had an area in here that's of particular interest to me. It's the mental aspect of aging. You had several classes in here, the inner smile, and then resiliency of bouncing back after hard times. These are things I think that as you age, which I am aging, are the things that you really have to work at. You have to work at keeping a positive outlook. You have to work at the fact that you lost a friend who was friends with you when you were teenagers. You know, you lose people along the way. You know, if you live long enough, you're going to lose a lot of valued friends and family along the way, and the ability to bounce back from something like that, you know, is not easy. You know, it requires a little bit of a toughness mentally, I think, but maybe even a sharing with other people about the fact that you're not alone in this kind of position. And I think that the fact that you have addressed that with some of these classes, you know, people who are in that kind of mode right now, it would be worth getting involved and being able to share your feelings with other people.
Right. I thank you for bringing that up. I think one of the best parts about this program, besides all the wonderful things that you're learning, is the fact that you're connecting with other people who might be going through similar circumstances with you. And we have a lot of people who make lifelong friendships through the program. Maybe you are recently widowed and you meet someone else on the program who's recently widowed and you have similar interests. And then you become phone friends, as
we say. Have you ever been like a matchmaker on a deal like that?
Have we been a matchmaker? You know, it's something that we've talked about. We might have to have a dating game over the phone.
Or a course.
Probably be interesting.
I'm sure many people will be interested in that. We do have some classes on, you know, finding love and sustaining that later in life, too. We try to address all topics.
Right. Somebody to go to dinner with, somebody to go to movies with, or whatever.
Exactly. And someone to talk to and laugh with.
Maybe we have a little business here.
Let's do it.
Okay, again, that would be another show, Otto.
Yeah,
definitely going to have you back again. So, it's great because, you know, there are a lot and, you know, losing friends, but then there's also losing the ability to do things we once were able to do, whether it's to drive or we just don't bounce back, you know, like we used to. We have to be a lot more careful how we lift, walk. There are all kinds of issues like that. So is that something also that would be addressed in that kind of?
Absolutely. We have a very popular program called Daily Tips for Vision Loss, and that's for people who are experiencing vision loss later in life. And that's all types of vision loss, from cataract to glaucoma. And that's something that people really have to learn how to deal with as they get older. And the facilitator, who herself is visually impaired, she provides all interesting tips for how to make sure that you're heating up the right food and you get the right cereal, to whether your clothes match, and how to take notes for yourself when you can't write it down anymore. We also have wonderful classes on falls and how to stay safe that way. And partnering with a lot of the local hospitals helps us offer those courses.
Wow. I'm hoping that people really turn out and call you and kind of look at all the programs that are available. You know, especially we have a lot of older people in our town who have are no longer driving. They don't have access to transportation. They're cognitively terrific, but you know, maybe they're, you know, getting over a fall or just not able to get around like they used to. But you know, maybe a little bored. And, you know, this is such a wonderful opportunity for people to kind of connect with other people. It's social. It's educational. I mean, it's promoting kind of, you know, also what we were talking about, a kind of a self-advocacy. You have to get involved taking these classes where you find you have things in common with people, whether it's in losing a loved one, a friend, or like you were saying, you're recently widowed and you're finding something. You know, it's really wonderful. And I'm going to give this number again, 877-819-9147. So if somebody calls in and you're kind of in the midst of a course, can they come in late, or is it something you really ask people start from the very beginning?
They can come in late. So if you saw that a class already had one session, we welcome you to still join. Absolutely. And, you know, if you have to miss a class because you have a doctor's appointment or a lunch date, that's fine too. You know, it doesn't have the rules of college.
Right,
you can join us anytime. And I think to go back to what you're saying, our goal is to really provide these services to people in their homes so they can still get all of the social interaction and the intellectual stimulation that they got when they were leaving their home more frequently, but still enjoy all of that without having to leave their home.
You know, I think this ought to be promoted at every advisory committee meeting, personally, for Project Independence, because there, like, I've run into a lot of people, one of which was my mother years ago, with a vision loss. All of a sudden, television is kind of semi-in because you can hear it, but you can't see it. You can't really read. So being able to hear on the phone, and the way I see this, can you take multiple classes in a week's time?
Absolutely.
Like, there's Monday, there's a schedule here that shows classes like going to school.
Yeah.
Like you could go every day.
Right. We do. We have people that take classes every day, and you can cater it to your needs and your schedule. If you prefer to take one class a week, that's fine. But if you want to have something every day, we have plenty of people that do that as
well. Yeah, I mean, and this is not a profit-making venture here. This is something that's like $15 for, you could take a 10-week class for $15. Comes out to $1.50 a week on in that kind of an example. You know, it's a pretty inexpensive form of entertainment, if you will, and education. And I think one of the things as you get older is to always be trying to learn something new. Mm-hmm. You know, even though you're old doesn't mean you know everything.
Mm-hmm. You're never too old to learn.
I agree.
You're
completely.
Just never.
And it's fun to try to learn new things that are of interest to you.
Yes.
You may not be interested in certain things, but there's enough topics in this little booklet you gave us here that you should be able to find something. You know, there's all kinds of subjects in here that reaching it?
We're like 40 seconds away from this segment ending.
And then this thing blows up.
And then we don't say that on air either.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't mean it like that.
You didn't mean that. So we're going to thank Catherine Lee so much for coming. This is tremendous, a tremendous program. Like I said, we'll repeat the phone number during Talk of the Town. And we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to go to old-time radio.